节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Hey Nora, now the national holiday is just around the corner. Do you have any plans for the Golden Week? 那十一国庆黄金周你有什么安排吗？
Nothing in particular. Probably just hang out with my friends and spend some time with my cat. Now I have two cats.
哇，听起来还真的蛮惬意的，见见朋友，陪陪猫。So you don't have any travel plans? 国庆没有打算出去玩吗?
Well, are you kidding me? This is the worst time of the year to travel for me. There's no way I would travel during the Golden Week. It's flooded with people everywhere.
That's true. 那 flood 这个单词呢，本意是洪水的意思。Be flooded with people 就是说这个人流像洪水一般太多了，人山人海。那确实啊，那国庆黄金周出去的话呢，游客实在是太多，旅行体验恐怕会是大打折扣。
Yeah, so what about you, Jen? Do you have any plans for the holiday?
Yeah, I will go back to my hometown to visit my family and spend time with them. 那国庆呢，就是准备回老家陪陪家人。
That sounds nice.
Yeah, you know, it's been a long time since I saw my 11-year-old nephew, so I want to give him a gift, and I'm thinking about getting him some new clothes.
感觉非常的细心啊，准备给自己的外甥挑衣服。But be careful when you pick his clothes for him.
啊，为什么选童装要特别小心啊？
Have you heard about the 江南 Bui incident? Some customers complain on social media that they have bought child clothes from the brand 江南 Bui, which contain printing of hell-like patterns.
哦、oh, 对对对，这个我听说了。那江南布衣童装衬衫上呢，就印有非常不恰当的图案以及非常不合适宜的英文。Their child clothing lines from its sub-brand were found to contain inappropriate and horrific printings.
Yeah, the clothes are printed with messages such as Welcome to hell and let me touch you, as well as prints of a Satan-like figure chopping a leg.
那这个真的是太恐怖了，这种文字和图案印给小朋友穿到衣服上真的是细思极恐，不知道这种诡异的设计是怎么样通过层层审核到消费者手上的。
对，但是其实啊，如果你仔细的去看一下，像这样的设计在国内的很多童装上它其实是很常见的。 Many kids' clothes here are printed with inappropriate English words.
没错，那很有可能呢，是因为家长给孩子买这些衣服的时候，根本不会注意到图案还有文字的一些含义，或者是不认识英文。
但是你知道，小朋友他们其实都很细心的。Kids naturally have a keen eye for detail. They're good at noticing small things that other people might not notice. This kind of pattern and words appearing on child clothes may affect the growth of children in a subtle way.
是的，没错。Have a keen eye for detail, 就是说善于观察细节。那像小朋友们呢，本来就擅长于观察，注意到身边更多的细节。那像这样的图案和文字出现在他们的身上，就很有可能潜移默化地影响到他们的成长。
是的。
So yeah, I will definitely be more careful when picking gifts for kids.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of child clothes, how about today in our podcast? Let's talk about some English phrases and idioms relating to clothing.
Sure.那在今天我们的节目当中呢，我们就来聊一聊跟服装相关的一些英文习语和表达。
So, what's the first idiom relating to clothing we've got here?
Okay, the first one we've got here is about belt. 那第一个呢，就跟 belt, 皮带相关。Tighten one's belt.
Yeah, tighten one's belt. It means to cut one's bending.
对, tighten 这个单词呢，就是勒紧、紧绷的意思。Belt 表示皮带、腰带，所以 tighten one's belt 直译也就是勒紧裤腰带。那表达的呢，也就是节衣缩食、节约度日。
Yeah, it means the same as to live frugally.
对 ，frugal 这个单词呢，就是节俭的意思。You know, I spent too much money last month.
So are you going to tighten your belt this month?
Yes, or I'll be in trouble.那我们刚刚说到 tighten one's belt 是表示节衣缩食，那其实呢，这个意思还有另外一种说法。
Yeah, another way to say it is pulling one's belt. It also means to reduce, restrict, or limit one's budget or expenses.
对，它同样也是表示节衣缩食的意思。
So now we've got two idioms relating to belts. How about another one?
Sure, what is it?
to hit someone below the belt.
Oh, I know why you picked this phrase, because it's from boxing, your favorite sport to watch.
Yeah, in boxing, striking an opponent below the belt is against the rules.
对 hit someone below the belt, hit 这个单词呢就是打击的意思。Below the belt 就是在腰带之下，那这个短语呢刚刚说了是来自于拳击运动。那在拳击比赛当中呢，打击对手腰带以下的部位其实是违规的，那所以呢这个短语呢现在就用来指不公正的或者说用卑劣的手段攻击别人。
Yeah, to unfairly target one's weakness or vulnerability, to take unfair advantage of someone.
You know, I was upset for days because someone hit me below the belt.
Really? Who did that?
No one, relax. It's just an example sentence.
我都准备替你去打那个人了。Alright, so what's the next phrase we've got here?
Lose one's shirt.
It doesn't sound very positive.
No, not at all. 那 lose 这个单词呢就是失去的意思。Shirt 表示衬衣，那这个短语呢可不能直接以为是失去衬衫这样的意思啊。
Yeah, it means to lose a lot of money because of a bad bet or investment. Lose all one's possessions.
对，你想想看，输得连一件衬衫都不剩了，就是变得一无所有。不过我们要注意这个习语呢，主要是用于赌博或者是在高风险投资项目当中失败而输掉所有的财产。
Yeah, many investors lost their shirts when the market crashed.
对，所以说股市有风险，投资需谨慎。
那这也需要谨慎，对吗？
对。
Right, or you might lose your shirt.But let's hope that will not happen, because then you might only get your birthday suit to wear.
Birthday suit? 生日装吗? What's it like?
Well, can you remember on your birthday, what were you wearing when you were born?
Nothing. I mean, when babies are born, of course, they don't come out wearing any clothing.
Yeah, that's it. So there you go.Birthday suit means...
Now I got it. It means to be completely naked. 那这个 birthday suit 它并不是什么生日装，或者说是这个生日当天得到的这个服装，而是隐喻一个人在出生的时候呢，一丝不挂的这个场景，是表示裸体的一种委婉的说法。
对。So Jen, remember, don't wear your birthday suit to work.
Thanks for your tip, Nora.But I think nobody does that.
Okay. How about one last clothing idiom for our podcast today?
Sure.
But something positive and upbeat, okay?
Okay. Well, how about roll up one's sleeves?
Roll up one's sleeves. I like this one.
Yeah. Roll up, 这个动词词组呢就是卷起的意思。Sleeves 表示袖子，那它直译呢就是卷起袖子，或者说撸起袖子。So Nora, when do you usually roll up your sleeves?
当我准备开始吃东西的时候。
大吃一顿。
对，还要扎头发。
对， so what else?
When I'm ready to work hard and get something done.
Right, 一般就是准备开始干活的时候就会撸起袖子嘛。所以呢，这个短语就是表示准备干活或者说大干一场。就像我们中文当中说的，撸起袖子加油干，就可以用这样的英文来表达。
Yeah, to get ready to do hard or difficult work.So, Jen, it's time to roll up our sleeves.
By the end of our podcast?
Well, it's never too late to roll up your sleeves.
That's true.
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。